But first tonight, it's people skills versus the dismal science. The opposition leader Tony Abbott says economists should rethink their support for putting a price on carbon. Mr. Abbott laid out his case against a carbon tax to an economic conference in Melbourne today, and he questioned the quality of economists who don't support his so-called direct action plan. The profession has hit back. One of Australia's most respected economic theorists says Mr. Abbott would find support for his policy in communist China. Ashley Hall reports.
We want a double dissolution and we want it now!
More than 1,000 protesters converged on Sydney's Martin Place for a lunchtime rally against the carbon tax. They waved placards, shouted slogans and called for an early election. At about the same time, at a major economics conference at the University of Melbourne, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, used a more moderate tone to deliver a similar message.
The Coalition's fundamental contention is that the unilateral imposition of a carbon price will put Australia at a competitive disadvantage compared to countries which are taking no such action.
Piece by piece, Mr. Abbott tore apart the government's arguments in favour of a carbon pricing mechanism.
A carbon tax increases overall business costs, decreases economic efficiency, reduces employment, and massively and permanently boosts the size of government. Change it certainly is, but reform it's most definitely not.
Mr. Abbott said it's a furphy to describe the government's plan as a market-based policy, because the scheme would be expensive to run and lack transparency. He says it would be open to corruption and would provide no certainty because the price could fluctuate wildly.
This is why direct action, as the Coalition proposes, is actually a more practical market-based approach to emissions reductions than an emissions trading scheme.
Asked why most of the nation's leading economists don't see things that way, Mr. Abbott took a swipe at the profession.
They should think again. Because when you get beyond the allure of the phrase market-based mechanisms, the reality is very different. It may well be, as you say, Michael, that most Australian economists think that a carbon tax or an emissions trading scheme is the way to go. Maybe that's a comment on the quality of our economists rather than on the merits of the argument.
Professor John Quiggin is the Federation Fellow in Economics and Political Science at the University of Queensland and is regarded as one of the nation's most respected economic theorists. He says you can change the name of a policy, but you can't change its effect.
The contrast is between saying, well, look, here's the cost, you find the best way of reducing your emissions and, you know, You'll pay for those emissions that you make, versus what somewhat pejoratively called command and control, where you go out and say, we're going to make you do this, this and this in order to reduce emissions. A more nicer name for that, of course, is direct action.
Direct action does have support around the world, though, doesn't it?
Oh, well, of course, it's the policy used extensively in China, so that's sort of, they've used a range of direct action mechanisms to reduce emissions, and yeah, that's one of the reasons why we went through this exercise of trying to work out what the implied carbon price was there, because they don't use price mechanisms there.
The Finance Minister, Penny Wong, seized on the opposition leader's comments.
We know he thinks economics is boring, and now we know he thinks economists are stupid. Mr. Abbott shot the messenger today, having a go at Australian economists who make the very clear point that his climate change policy simply won't work.
Mr. Abbott may soon have some help in the fight against the government. A coalition of industry lobby groups is threatening a $10 million advertising campaign against the carbon tax. Members include the Mining Council of Australia, the Coal Association, Manufacturing Australia, the Food and Grocery Council, the Plastics and Chemical Industries Association, and the Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Greg Evans is the Chamber's Director of Economics.
A business is considering various options, including the possibility of a campaign opposing a carbon tax, because a carbon tax will have seriously negative impacts for business, especially small business. And to date, we're not satisfied that the specific concerns of small business have been taken fully into account.
The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, says an advertising campaign won't sway the government.
They have not even seen the design of the scheme. They're not fair dinkum. What they are against is reform which we need to make our economy prosperous.
In the end, it's likely to be the Independents and Greens who decide the fate of the tax. The Greens leader, Bob Brown, says his colleagues won't be deterred from action by an advertising campaign.
Oh, come on. Afraid of these big polluters, not on your life. I'll take them on, and Christine Milne will, and our team will, all the way to a cleaner Australia.
The Independent MP Tony Windsor is just as dismissive of the campaign, and his fellow Independent Rob Oakeshott told Alexandra Kirk he's looking forward to a full debate on the carbon tax package once the details are released.
The Parliament is the place where we will have a full and frank debate, and I'm sure we'll see lots of advertising from all sorts of vested interests, and good luck to them.
Do you think you'd be swayed by their campaign?
No.
Mr Oakeshott says members of the Anti-Tax Coalition have already been involved in the design of the scheme, and he can't understand why they haven't raised any concerns already.
Ashley Hall.